Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in
being able to tell the story of Scripture in just a few minutes. This is an amazing time of year. And when I think about that song, which is really a Hebrew song, it's a song of Advent, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Today we remember those people of the faith, Simeon and Anna and others, who waited a long time, who wanted restoration, who saw the Romans around them and just wondered when God would finally answer. And this part of the story, Jesus is 8 days old, and his parents bring him before Simeon, and they know that they have to take care of the purification, which is to say his circumcision and the prayers and all the law stuff that goes with it. And every year, I've in the past had assistant pastors and DCEs who have complained to me that I preach on Christmas, and then right after Christmas, I'm out of town, and so they get to preach the next scripture text in the lectionary, which is Jesus' circumcision. And these pastors look at me, including Pastor Morgan, and saying, how awkward is this? So we're not even going to talk about circumcision today. Kids, if you have questions, Mr. Pomeranke, as always, is always there to answer. What I want to do, though, is I want to look at the canticles, the songs of Luke that happen in chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Luke. And so there's four of them. And these four canticles are often known as the Magnificat, the Benedictus, the Gloria, and the Nunc Dimittis. And the first one, the Magnificat, is the Song of Mary. And basically Mary is saying, magnified is my heart. It is just magnified. All of the universe is pointing like a microscope at what is happening in her womb. It magnifies her belly to be bigger than the entire universe. That's her song. And then the Benedictus, which means blessed be the Lord. Zechariah is praying, you measure this. This is the kind of thing that you measure on the inside, not the outside. Material things cannot encompass. You cannot weigh this on a scale against material things. And then the song of the angels, Gloria. Something so great that it forces all of creation to break out in a song. And then the Nunc Dimittis, the song of Simeon. Nunc Dimittis meaning dismiss me now. Dismiss me now, I am good. I am able to depart this world. I can die at peace. Put me in the grave, nothing else matters. Because I have just held God's only Son. Nothing about life could be more living than my heart and my faith and how they live right now. And that's his joy. I can depart this world with joy, which is, I think, the way we all want to depart this world. When we close our eyes and we say goodbye to our kids, we want to depart with that kind of Christmas joy that he had. Now think back to the Old Testament. For all those years, the people had waited for God to answer. All the prophets and all the wars that they went through, they're waiting for God to come. Waiting for God to finally heal the world the way God always promised to heal the world. And now Mary, Zechariah, the angels, and Simeon, they all think something has changed. The waiting's over. God has delivered on the promise. And when you're looking for the promise, you can't look anywhere else except for the womb of Mary. And they stop asking God when, because they know when is now. They recognize the divine in the world, which is essential for all of us to do with our faith. Do we recognize the divine when the divine is here? This was so important to the early church, to the medieval church, that it became integral to our liturgy. And you can see this in some of the liturgy. Maybe some of you know these gospel canticles from Luke. In morning prayer, the Benedictus is sung. This is the song of Zechariah. In evening prayer, the Magnificat, the song of Mary, is sung in the church. In compline, the Nunc Dimittis, the song of Simeon, is sung there. And of course, the song of the angels becomes much of our hymnody, our carols, for Christmas Eve. But among Lutheran churches, the Nunc Dimittis may be sung following the reception of the Eucharist, which is often very, very common. And a couple examples in the old red hymnal. Everybody remember the old red hymnal, TLH, written around World War II, written because once again we were at war with Germany and the Lutheran church realized we better have a new hymnal and it better be in English and all the churches better adopt it because the second time around they're not going to let us get away with continuing to worship in German. And so TLH was produced, and that Nunc Dimittis might be the most famous. But also in the newest hymnal in LSB, there's another setting of Nunc Dimittis that many of you might recognize. But just for you that have not been as exposed to the liturgy and to how these songs are used, imagine we just finished communion, and I want to sing that now. So we're going to put the words on the screen. You that recognize the old red hymnal from the 40s, let's sing together.
Thank you.
I was a kid, we called them the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, when I was a kid, was kind of spooky. It's a spookier word than spirit. And then I got older, and we started writing Holy Spirit. And now as I get even older, and I realize how incredibly unpredictable the Spirit of God is, I think I'm returning back to Holy Ghost. So Luke 2:29, Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace. Luther loved the Song of Simeon. He loved the Song of Simeon so much that when he was adapting the Catholic Mass at the Reformation, he decided that it needed to be added into it permanently. And it needed to be sung after communion, because when you experience the presence of the Lord in communion, much like Simeon did when he held the child, he believed that all of us could leave the altar of the Lord and depart in heavenly peace. We could leave this world, we could die right then, and it would be okay with our souls because we had experienced the full presence of God. He thought that when you receive Holy Communion, you are in equal par with Simeon, because that's how present Jesus is with you. You are holding the baby Jesus in your arms. To say it another way, in the supper, we have the real presence of the Lord. These words are tremendous words of faith and praise. The faith to recognize that it was okay for earthly life to end, and that ultimately the big picture is a lot bigger than we ever imagined before. And it's also the faith to recognize that though we may not understand heaven and what it's going to be like, we might not be able to give a perfect description to everybody who asks of what happens there. The one thing that we do know is that life there is good, and that it's a place of no suffering, no pain, no tears, or mourning, or sorrow. And then he continues, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples." When he saw Jesus, he didn't see a ruler with military might and power and force. Simeon saw a little child who was loving and trusting, but not at all weak. Fully loving and trusting, but not weak. So loving, he allowed himself to be vulnerable, not just in human flesh, but even before the cross, beaten and tortured and put on the cross. In Jesus, he found a Savior who was not interested in destroying Rome, but rather in healing the inner problem. And it's not just about getting rid of bad stuff. He saw a Jesus who was full of good stuff. Remember John 10:10. Jesus sums up the whole purpose of why he has come into the world and his entire purpose for wanting to work in your life. "I have come that you, people of Peace Lutheran Church, Hearst, Texas, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." Is your life full? Jesus has come that you may have life and have it to the full. If your cup is not filled, Jesus has a lot more to do in you. But just to be sure you understand what it's like to be truly full, let's watch a little video by the Skit Guys.
I'm full. Pops, you full?
I haven't been this full since Truman dropped the big one.
Nana, are you full?
I'm as full as my purse! Becky, are you full?
You know it, G-Ma.
Full does not describe the sheer amount of fullness I'm feeling right now. Billy, what about you?
I'm super full.
Hey, it's Crazy Uncle Carl!
Hey, Billy!
Hey, Crazy Uncle Carl, are you full?
I'm crazy full! Hey, Scam! Are you full? He's full. I'm fuller than a lobster boat on the moon.
I'm fuller than Mom when she breaks her low-carb diet.
I'm fuller than Hawaii and the three states underneath it.
I'm so full I need Mom's maternity pants. Hashtag oh snap.
I'm full in my whole body. How about you, Tom Selleck? I'm full.
I'm so full you're gonna have to carry me out of here.
I'm as full as a tick in a blood bank.
I'm full.
I'm full.
I'm full.
Full.
Hashtag F-U-double-L.
I'm full.
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 I'm full! I'm full.
Well, if everyone's full, let's eat.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so full of your joy, and full of your grace and your hope. Father, we're full of your peace and your love. And for that, we're thankful. Amen.
Amen.
Carl, I thought you were bringing Great-Grandma Nuna with you.
Is it time to eat?
Our key question for today, it's on our app, is what is filling your life right now? How can you be sure that you're filling your life with the Christ child? And so back to our New Testament reading, with all of Israel, this old man had waited and waited and waited for God to do something. And now this man, a prophet, who has prayed his whole life that God would heal the world, and God told him, I'm doing it, now hold my son. And as he holds his child, he looks into the child's eyes and he realizes, I finally know God. I finally have experienced God. There's no more waiting because God is here. And what this means is forgiveness, which comes through a cross, but ultimately leads to an empty tomb. For him first, but for you as well. He thought his life was over, and now he looks at the boy. And that's why he can depart in peace. And he knows this baby will handle everything. And so, people of peace, this Christmas, I pray that your cup would be full. Full of who Christ is and who Christ wants you to be. Let's rise. Let's sing our carol as we respond and as we close this Christmas season at peace.